Good day, hello, and welcome. My name is Sir Williamson Harold Hempstead, Worthingtingtonson III, your humble and most charming narrator, and this is a Hologram Creations radio parody, tribute to all the outstanding first responders and everyday heroes that are out there in the streets, ensuring that where there is need of help, that they will be there to provide it. This is not one of the more flashy videos that we have done. Instead, like the radio broadcasts of old, it will require you, the astute listener, to be in charge of your own mental props and scenery. In this way, we hope each listener can then tailor the visuals to their own specific tastes, just like millions used to do as they flocked around the old RCA. This radio today is a police radio just like some of you may have at home. And as you sit listening to those first responders on the radio, you too envision in your mind the details of the scenes that they describe. Our police broadcast, while based on an unspeakable tragic case, is not about those horrors. Using transmissions that I shall describe later, we blend in the real and unreal to bring you a fictional situation that need not be tragic, deadly, or horrific. Each listener then can envision the details as he or she seems fit. The point is the humor, and only the humor drawn out of a terrible tragedy, as if it were sucked out by a hypodermic needle and deposited independently, outside of the reality of pain and suffering and of loss, then scrambled with our special sauce and served to you without regret or guilt for your consumption without the tie to tragedy. But I digress for now, but we will get back to it in a few minutes. Welcome and hello to this Hologram Creations parody tribute to all the outstanding first responders who heroically and tirelessly work to help those in need at both the horrific crash scenes in Washington's Reagan Airport and the following day at the MedFlight crash in Philadelphia. Words cannot express, no matter how elegantly crafted or spoken, the actual feeling of loss that we have after such events. So it is great testament to the resolve of those brave men and women who rushed to the scenes in order to try and bring some semblance of peace and calm to the utter chaos. Bringing with them their skill, training and expertise to bear in great resolve upon a terrible nightmarish scape that could erode the soul. But steeled against the elements, the dangers, and time, they rushed forth to save and protect others. There can be no humor here, or in any of this. Yet through it all there is humor, humor at the absurd, fertile ground, I'd say, to most police, rescue, and fire personnel. A dark humor helps to fortify the steel reserve. In fact, humor in all its forms is one of the release valves for all first responders. If lost, it might lead to one's eroding of his or her own spirit, and when that is gone, you are in serious trouble. But a good sense of dark humor can act as an insulator against the darkness itself. It is hard to see the plethora of decay that the divers see in creepy, dark, and dreary world of the murky deep. But they do it tirelessly without a thought, except the knowledge that each time he goes down, he's making a difference. And apart from tragedy as what drives you, you find it is the humor, no matter how dark it may be. So, in pursuit of dark humor, we reach out to the Philadelphia Police Department, who totally unwittingly, I suspect, gave us an ironic bit of laughter in the juxtaposition of placing a police staging area in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. I mean, logically, how could we pass up on that ironic, iconic stereotype of cops and donuts? So we at Hologram Creations decided to merge it all into this literal radio broadcast, combining both the real and the not-so-real. So let's see if you can tell the difference. Or any call of duty that they perform, both these tragic events of the last few weeks, and months and years for that matter, all the recent events from natural disasters, wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, war, they all bring one thing in common, that's need. Need for resources, need for all. Men and women to step up and come together as communities, villages, groups, organizations, towns, states and country, and yes, world. All who take on this challenge are professional heroes. giving their best to the cause through dedication, training, and a drive to serve that overpowers even their own sense of personal safety. Anyone, anytime, anywhere can be a hero. All it takes is the willingness to step in, to say, I can help with that. Here, let me take upon your burden. Every time they step into the cockpit or into a squad car, fire truck, ambulance, operating room, or dive into the icy cold dark waters with steeled nerves, this is helping to lift the burden. Great training and resolve are put to work, but no training at all is required to extend a helping hand. That simple gesture can mean the world to those in need. While the same holds true for a simple smile, a handshake, or the reaching out of one's open palm to hold the trembling hands of another. No words even need to be spoken for this, not to mention the power of a simple hug. A well-meaning hug at the right time, or any time really, can reassure and has the same result of a year of therapy later. On. These things are important. Extremely important, because in all these days of unusual events that seem to commonly take place now, that we never know when we are next on the list to be on the front lines. So, now that I have prattled on for too long now, as I am known to do, let me explain our parody radio broadcast. We were listening with disbelief and sadness to the Philadelphia police radio on the night of the Learjet crash. We listened with great interest as the fine men and women worked the scene with professionalism, bringing a semblance of order to a scene that was hell on earth. But as if grabbing at straws for a sign of a single flicker of humor, no matter how dark, somewhere in all this madness, the fine men and women of Philadelphia did not disappoint. As if drawn by some unseen stereotypical force, they set up some kind of command post or rally point in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. And as we all know, first responders, coffee, and Dunkin' Donuts, well, they just seem to go together, don't they? So just to try and provide some humorous relief in a dire situation, they did so unknowingly. So for us to build upon what they started, we offer this satirical look at this unusual scene with a bit of random reality, reimagining all with the help of both artificial intelligence and actual police broadcasts from that night, all blended together. We are sure you, the listener, will be able to tell the difference, but the interesting part is that we use the actual radio transmissions themselves to actually train clone AI models, so, in effect, even the AI voices are based upon real responders. I think this brings an added dimension to our outrageous little story. So without further delay, here is our Philadelphia radio broadcast. Please enjoy and always support local responders, and never ever forget the victims of these latest tragedies or their families. Bless them all. Oh, and one last note I must mention. We mean no harm with this parody. We wish all the best. So yes, everything matters and fly, eagles, fly.
Riser have Isaac 1 meet me over at Dunkin' Donuts. We're going to coordinate traffic, exterior traffic, and then we'll coordinate over at Dunkin' Donuts for utilities and all other responding personnel.
Okay, sir. Anybody that has a utility worker, can you have them respond over to Charlie 8 at the Dunkin' Donuts? Any unit that has a utility worker in reference to this electric or gas, had meet them at Charlie 8 at the Dunkin' Donuts. And Isaac 1, did you receive that message also, sir?
I believe that's where fire communication is, right above the Macy and LA Fitness and Ross line, right by the Dunkin' Donuts. I'll be over shortly. I'm on the west side of this job here.
Hello, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. May I take your order, please?
Yeah, hey, can you let me have a couple dozen donuts? Make it a mix, please, but a lot of those little sprinkle ones, yeah. And about 35 cups of black coffee. Thanks, yeah. Got a lot of thirsty first responders out here. Thanks. We appreciate the use of your parking lot.
What's your location?
Dunkin' Donuts.
On Bustleton?
Negative, on Coffin.
All right, I'm back here. I don't see where you at.
Walking over there right now, George 2X, this is me.
Unit 5, OPS, can you get me a double mocha cappuccino with 4 sugars, milk, and cream? Gonna be a long night. Oh, and, jelly-filled. Yay, raspberry jelly-filled with powdered sugar. Hold. What? OPS, yeah. Go ahead and make it 4 of those. We'll be over there in 15.
Ops, Unit 5, they're out of raspberry jelly. Ah, you got a second choice. They got, blueberry. Ah, blueberry is really good.
Ops, Unit 5, no raspberry, man. Let me check. Yeah, okay. Ops, yeah. Blueberry is good. That's fine. We're not too picky over here.
Ops, Unit 9, can we get 2 dozen glazed? No, make that 4 dozen. Glazed and sprinkle mix and hold, yeah. And 55 cups of coffee to 7200 block of Rosemont, please. Thanks.
Okay, Unit 9, copy, 7200 block of Rosemont.
Project 35, okay. Hey, Commander, we still have some of the utility workers over at Dunkin' Donuts.
Isaac 1-8.
Command Ops. Go ahead, Ops.
Yeah, next mobile unit by. Have them stop by here. We have the order ready for Unit 9 at 7200 block of Rosemont Avenue. Copy. We'll have them stop by. Unit 4. How's it going? Clearing 5100 block of Clifton Street. Do you need any more officers down there?
Unit 4. No. We've about got it cleared. Pretty much almost to the intersection of Clifton and Richmond. We are good. But we could use about 40 cups of coffee and, 3 dozen cinnamon sugar. Over.
Ops, Unit 4, copy. 40 coffees and, 3 dozen cinnamon sugar. We got a mobile unit dropping off at 7200 block of Rosemont. If we send yours with theirs, you could send a couple officers over there to get it. You should be only a block over, right, I think.
Unit 4, copy. We can do that. Let's, sending them now. Thanks.
We're, command post should be pretty obvious now. They might not have been out here a few minutes ago.
309.
309.
7307 at station. You want us at the command post?
Sure.
Two hundred.
Are you free for a call?
Yeah, 4, go ahead.
Ops Unit 17, yeah, we're going to need a fire truck over here at 7500 block of Rosemont. It's, 7542. Rosemont, yeah, we have a car fire that just started. I believe it was hit by debris of some kind. It's been smoking for an hour, so we just let it sit. We let it sit in the parking lot because there were no occupants, but something, it's burning heavily now. We need a fire truck, 7542 Rosemont, and we could use some coffee too, and a dozen glaze would be nice.
Copy Unit 17, a fire truck is on the way. It's a block south of your location now, and we'll get you some coffee and a dozen glazed. Good choice. Unit 17, going back to the basics. I like it.
Command, Ops, we have most of the evacuated here in the Sunderland Resort parking lot. Are they supposed to have rooms provided? Getting a lot of questions on where they're supposed to go.
Ops, yeah, we are working on that. Working with the city on that. It's in the works. Don't know if they're there for the duration or not. City is working on that with Sunderland, I guess. If not, we'll provide temporary shelter at least for the night.
Copy, opposite. We have about 200, maybe 300 displaced residents here. They're all pretty scared, restless, and most have not eaten. We have plenty of bottled water supplied by Sunderland, but no food.
Copy, unit 25. Okay. Let's tell you what. We'll send 25 dozen mixed. No, make that 30 dozen mixed donuts to your location. That should hold them. And 400 coffees. That should help anyway.
Ops, unit 25, copy.
Ops, unit 17.
Unit 17. This ops, go ahead.
Ops, car fire is out. Repeat, car fire is out. But we have another problem now.
What is it, Unit 17? What's happening now?
Ops, well, not a major problem, but while we were doing crowd control, the fire truck got our donuts wet. Now they're all soggy.
Say again, Unit 17, we didn't quite get that. What's the problem again?
Ops, repeating that the car fire is out. Repeat out O-U-T, but our donuts got wet from the fire truck. We were doing crowd control. And the donuts were on the hood of the cruiser. And, they got wet. We think the fire guys did it on purpose. They were all laughing when we got to the car. And we, suspect they got them wet on purpose. We think the fire truck then left. It left. Not sure where to.
Unit 17, did you have the lid closed on the box? When you left the cruiser, did you have the donut box lid closed?
Ops, well, No, it appears we didn't have the box lid closed. No, we didn't. We thought we did, but evidently, no, we didn't. Sorry.
Unit 17, for God's sake, I can't believe. Unit 17, that is like Police Academy Day 1. Always close the box lid to protect the donuts in the event that you have to walk away from the box. Oh, my God. Listen, I know it's a very stressful day out here today, but I can't have you out there.
Making rookie mistakes. Pull it together, guys. I have faith in y'all. I'm sending you Unit 26 as backup in case you guys are stretched to thin. They have a couple boxes of donuts with them. Don't know the type, but I'm sure they will share with you. All right? Just get it together out there.
For it's in the shopping center, we have a mini station in there.
There's nothing on the side.
It's fine, Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, you 35, okay.
Hey, Commander, are we still sending utility workers over to Dunkin' Donuts?
Isaac, 128.
Ops, does Unit 26 have coffee, too? We sort of lost that, too.
Oh, Christ, Unit 17, you lost your coffee, too? What is wrong with you guys? I can't believe you lost the coffee.
Ops, yeah, we lost the coffee. It was sitting on the hood next to the donuts box. They had lids on them, you know, snapped on, but, well, they apparently got washed off the hood, and, well, the lids popped off when they hit the ground. So, yeah, that's what happened. But, Ops, there is a bit of a positive note, to it, I guess. A couple of stray cats came out of the alleyway and are licking the coffee up off the ground, so made a couple residents happy, I guess.
Unit 17, I can't believe you guys, of all the uncop things to do. You're lucky we need every man tonight. Good thing the chief isn't on this frequency.
Ops, Unit 25 over here at the Sunderland. Yeah, we have a lot of extra coffee over here. We got enough people to run some over to Unit 17 if you like. We could also spare some donuts, too.
Unit 25, that would be a great help, thank you. Don't know if those bozos over there at Unit 17 deserve that treatment, but, yeah, go ahead. I mean, to lose valuable resources like that at the hands of the fire department, man, our department will never hear the end of this. Thanks, Unit 25.
Ops, Unit 25 copy, and no problem at all. Get it over to them now.
Unit 25, thank you. I appreciate it. Ah, it's going to be a long night. Unit 17, you know you guys are testing my patience. You know, luckily Unit 25 is going to run over some replacement donuts and coffee to you in a few minutes. Make sure you thank those guys for the sacrifice, and don't let the fire department anywhere near these, okay?
Man, I tell you what, if the Eagles play anywhere near your guys' level on Sunday, then we are doomed. You hear that, Unit 17? Matter of fact, I'll make that a promise. If the Eagles play like you guys and lose, then it's no donuts for you till next Super Bowl. You and your soggy donuts, geez.
Ops, Unit 17, sorry, guys, we didn't mean to waste the donuts. We didn't, Well, actually, we didn't waste the donuts. Unit 17, say again. You didn't waste the donuts? You mean you saved some? Well, maybe there's hope for you guys yet. So some of them didn't get wet. Ops Unit 17, well, no, they all got wet, but not totally. We managed to save them all, really. We did, but we more recycled them, really. More than saved. We spread them across the parking lot, here to, help soak up the gasoline and water from the car fire. The car fire and, well, it's actually working really well. You know, it's soaking up the gas and water nicely, and, it's helping out the pigeons, too. They have flocked in to, gobble up the donuts pieces.
Ops to Unit 17, are you really telling me that you scattered all your now semi-soaked donuts all over the ground so they would soak up gasoline so that you could feed gasoline-soaked soggy food to a flock of pigeons? Are you guys nuts? What's going on over there?
Ops, no, we weren't telling you that. We're not trying to tell you we were feeding gasoline-soaked donuts to the pigeons. I mean, that wasn't our intent. We were trying to say that. We just didn't waste the donuts. That's all we were saying, really.
Unit 17, you guys are going to give me a stroke. I mean, a plane crash is way too horrific to even put into words. But you guys take the cake. I mean, the gasoline-soaked cake. Okay. So how many pigeons are we talking about here? Like 20 to 30, something like that.
Ops Unit 17, well, yes and no. Really, it started out as 20 to 30 an hour and a half ago. But, well, the little pieces went a long way. It was really amazing, really. I mean, from one box of donuts, we ended up with enough soggy goop to, well, cover the entire parking lot.
Unit 17, ops, okay. So you covered the entire parking lot. I ask again, how many birds approximately?
Ops Unit 17, well, are we, well, it started with like 20 birds or so. But, we would guess anywhere between 500 to 600 birds, maybe more, maybe less. But, well, most likely a lot more. 600 may be a lean estimate, possibly a good 1,000 in the last 2 hours now.
Unit 17, I'm going to kill you guys. So let me get this straight. In the middle of all this absolute chaos, I'm supposed to call up the mayor of Philadelphia and tell her that she now has 1,000 gas-spitting, fire-breathing pigeons flying around her city because of you idiots? Ring, ring, yes. Ring, ring, yes, mayor. Well, you see, there was this car fire which caused soggy donuts that were then used to soak up gasoline that was then spread across the parking lot to feed 1,000 goddamn pigeons that may now pose a fire risk to the entire city of frickin' Philadelphia. You guys,
Ops Unit 17, well, I just Googled it. If that is a help, just wanted to help. Sir, pigeons can fly farther than the city limits. Sir?
Unit 17, great, just great. How much farther than the city limits? You telling me this is a statewide problem now?
Ops, yeah, kind of, maybe pigeons can fly as far as 700 miles, in a single day.
Unit 17, so how far? 700 miles? Crap. Anybody know how far that is? Like a city or something?
Ops Unit 17, that's, like to Atlanta or something like that, maybe?
Unit 17, Ops Atlanta, are you serious? Holy fucking shit. Atlanta. Well, you might as well say most of the East Coast then. Oh my God, I am absolutely going to kill you guys. So now we got governors involved. Ring, ring, ring. Yes, hello East Coast, this is Philadelphia. Yes, hope you are. Fine. Yes. We here in the Philadelphia Police Department would just like to warn you that we may have accidentally released 1,000 or so fire-breathing wild pigeons that could possibly be anywhere within 700 miles of us. Well, yes, it was an accident caused by some well-meaning donut. Wasting cops who thought it would be fun to soak donut pieces in gasoline and feed them to a large population of pigeons. Yes. Yes. Well, no. It was an accident. And no, they didn't contain them. Yes, that's right. Oh, no, sorry. They can't come to the phone because they are hanging by their thumbs. Thumbs from the mast of the Comcast Technology Center for the next 5 years? No, you're right. It's not helping matters, though. But it sure makes me feel a lot better. Click, and I hang up. You Unit 17 guys get the picture?
Ops, Unit 17. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, sorry. So on another note, when did you say Unit 25 was bringing the replacement donuts? We are a little hungry here from all this excitement.
Ops to Unit 17, when this night is over, when it's over, I am personally going to transfer you guys to the Kansas City Police Department, and I will personally drive you there myself, and I'm going to round up all the fire-breathing pigeons I can find, and I'm going to stuff all of you into Andy Reid's office and padlock the door. So how's that for a bundle rooski? Or a pigeon rooski? Pigeon rooski? Pigeon rooski? Pigeon rooski? Pigeon rooski? Well, at least that was fun to say. As for you guys, you're dead. Ops out.
Well, that is our tale for tonight. Yes, I too am glad I'm not Unit 17. It apparently appears they have gotten themselves stuck firmly in the marmalade, doesn't it? But I'm sure they will be all right. Most bosses are usually forgiving of such mistakes, aren't they? Well, yes, of course they are. I mean, it is such a rare case these days, or so I've heard, of a boss ever giving their employees a hard time. And the latter, obviously, is also true. For rare is a time that an employee would ever cause his employer grief. Yes, I'm sure all will be well, Bill. So we are done for now, all four except a few house cleaning chores. First, we at Hologram Creations hope that you enjoyed our broadcast and thank you all for giving us a little of your precious time. We do so appreciate it. Second, we ask, if you wish to support us in any way, you may scan the QR code above to donate to our efforts, or buy us a coffee and indeed a donut or two. Our channel is small and makes no money. All that we do is out of our love of making content of many varieties. This makes our channel diverse and not much of a draw to lots of subscribers, so any help would be much appreciated but not expected. We only hope you like our content, no matter how helpful, entertaining, or irreverent it might be. While we don't really expect much will come of this unusual video, we will, however, donate half of anything we make on it to benefit the victims of these tragedies. And finally, from all of us, at Hologram Creations and I, Sir Williamson, Harold Hempstead, Worthing Tinktonson III, your humble narrator, wish you all the best, good luck, and my dream for those all around the globe is for all to have peace, a warm meal, a soft bed, a solid roof, a healthy body and soul, clean water to drink, a twinkle in your eye of hope, a smile, and most of all, offer a helping hand to others. Good night and God bless. Oh, and one very last note. If you are listening to us via podcast, then welcome. This is our first, we hope not our last. This podcast took 635 separate audio files to produce and took over 35 hours work to put together. If you wish to support us by buying us coffee or a donut or two, you may find us on Venmo under the name David Hall, our unique creator, and our Venmo ID is the @ David-Hall-1593. Thank you again for listening and have a wonderful, happy, love-filled day.